Nee, nee, dat is... So, to have enough time for our last routing specialist now from Finland, we would start on time. Yes? Please... No, it's not working because it's for the camera. I'm screaming because we don't have an audience here. Yeah, it's not a microphone. Yeah, but yeah, let's welcome our last the speaker from Finland. It's Joel Lapalainen. I hope I speak your name well. And yeah, we are really glad to have you with us introducing DigiTransit to us. Like from Finland, we expect a lot because you are already known for great mobility solutions. And yeah, let's give him the chance to explain DigiTransit to us and highlight the really interesting components. Thank you, John.
Thank you. Okay, hello. Hopefully you can hear me well. My name is Joel Lapalainen. I'm from Finland, as said, and I work as a developer on the Open Trip Planner and the DigiTransit projects. And today I'm here to talk about the DigiTransit project. So what is DigiTransit? It's an open source project that does multimodal public transportation journey planning. It was founded in Finland around 2014 or 15. I have personally been working on the project since 2017. The goal of the project was to replace existing legacy proprietary journey planners, and the project is funded by three transportation authorities or sort of authorities in Finland. The project has, or the components of the project have since been used elsewhere, for example in Germany. The project consists of user interfaces, which I'm going to talk more about in this presentation, and backend services and open APIs. So first, a bit about the backend services. So for routing and much more, we are using Open Trip Planner. Hannes will have a presentation next about Open Trip Planner, so I'm not going to go too much into it now. For geocoding, we are using Pelias that we have further improved, so it deals like with GTFS data and so on. And for maps, we are using this project called HSL Map Server, which uses Dialive GL and OpenStreetMap. And we also use OpenStreetMap for the geocoding as well. So now for the user interfaces. So first, this is the DigiTransit user interface. It's written in JavaScript and uses React. It's responsive. Most of our users are on mobile devices. It's browser-based, and it's also meant to be so you can use it with like screen readers and so on. It's configurable. You can have different themes. My screenshots will be from different sites, so they will have different configurations and themes. So this is the front page on desktop. Here you can start the itinerary search. You can enter origin and destination, which can be like addresses or stops or whatever. And you can add some favorites or use favorites for locations. And then you can enter these stops near you pages. I will display later on what this means. And then you have this search box for stops and routes and bike rental station and bike and car parks and so on. I won't show those views now because the time is a bit limited. And on the map, if I would have zoomed in a bit more, there would have been more shown. Now it's just showing some stations. Okay, so these are the itinerary views on mobile. The view on the left, it's showing the summary of the found results. It's showing multiple itineraries in this view and just like a summary of those. The length of the legs is based on the duration of the leg. And there's like, we support real-time data, so those green numbers are real-time estimates. And this is multimodal, so in these suggestions there's buses, trains, metros, walking, there could be bike rental. And then we have like this multimodal also split into separate suggestions on the top. There's like cycling, there could be just walking, combining cycling with public transportation or combining cars with public transportation. And on the right, the view is shown when you click open some suggestion. It shows more details about the suggestion and it shows the map. If the trip was happening right now, we could display the relevant vehicle on map for the suggestions. And yeah, there's more details here. This view is the Stops Near You page that I mentioned earlier. So we did some design and discussed with our real users, and they found this view to be useful. So we have split this into like different modes. This shows the next departures for buses in this view, but there's another view that shows, for example, trains or metro or whatever is available in the city. And there's also one view that shows the departures for your favorite stops. And these stops are the stops that are near you or a selected location. And on the map, it will show the vehicles that travel through the stops and also the bus lines. So here's an example how this digitransit UI can be integrated into different websites. This is the front page for the Helsinki Regional Transportation Authority. On the left side, we have the same components we had in the front page from the digitransit UI. This is done through shared components. So this only acts like an entry point. So once user does selects locations here, he or she will be redirected into the digitransit user interface. And here's another example how digitransit UI can be integrated. This is done through an iframe widget. There's a view which can be used to generate these iframe snippets. And this is for like general routing, but it's also possible to have only like this for like walking or cycling, so the user will be redirected to the correct view. Okay, this is another project, another user interface. Previously we called it Virtual Monitor, but it's nowadays more called Stop Monitor, which kind of describes it better. So this Stop Monitor is meant for like businesses or private persons or public transportation authorities, so they can have this screen somewhere which displays the departures for the stops near that location. So this view is for, I should also mention that this is written with TypeScript and also used React. This view is for generating this view, the stop monitor view. In this you can have multiple stops on the same view, and you can have multiple views that can rotate based on some time frame. So for example, every 5 seconds it will change which view is shown. And there's many options for layouts here. Here is just an example end result. You can have like this split view where there's departures on the left and on the right. This is for airport. And on the bottom there's relevant alerts for that stop. And this stop can be modified later on, so once you have created this, it's not really final, you can still do modifications. So what's next in the DigiTransit project? We started the project so early on that OpenTripleNR only had version 1 out. So we are currently working on improve the support for using OpenTripleNR version 2. It's already working, but there's some optimizations that can be done. So the DigiTransit UI that I showed, it's like version 2, and we have version 3 that is better optimized for using OpenTripleNR 2. And then we will have a possibility to have a map view on the stop monitor, so you can have display the vehicles that are going through the stop, so the user can see, okay, this vehicle is going here, maybe I should start going to the stop. And then we will improve the support for first and last mile services. So we have already been supporting like bike rental stations, and in Germany they have added support for like scooter rentals, like floating vehicles. And we will also focus more on like flexible public transportation. So there's many types of services like that. And this can include like taxis or stuff like that. So for more information, you can visit dchandy.fi, which contains some documentation relevant to the project. And the repositories are hosted under this HSL development community GitHub account. There's many projects there. Some are not DigiChandy projects. But if you search for DigiChandy projects, you will find the relevant ones. And we have this email address, digichandy@hsl.fi, which if you send a message there, I will get the message. So thank you. That was the presentation. Now there's time for questions, if you have any. Yep.
Yes, for me, it's interesting for your country, but I would like to have this kind of information for Europe, European community, France, and it would be interesting to have the best trains to reach a place everywhere in Europe, and it's not easy for the moment. You have only national lines, and so I remember it was 20 years ago when it was cheaper with regional trains in Germany, but they were slow and had problem with that. Also, I know also to go from Brussels to Freiburg in Breisgau in Germany, it was cheaper by the train in Germany and so on. So all this kind of information, have you planned to have to extend your project to the European level?
So we might expand it to include Estonia for this Finnish project. There's still some issues with scaling this because if we are using multi-criteria search, it doesn't scale to this continental scale yet on the machines we are running on. So there's some optimizations needed to get it work. Yep.
Are you working on integrating ticketing so you can also buy in your app the ticket and APIs on discovering the ticket price? Or
this might be included in the first and last mile services. I'm not quite sure on the details yet. We are still on the like design phase on what we will support, but that is an idea that we have discussed previously.
Oklahoma, we will.
Huh?
Oklahoma, it will be
killed. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.